Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8:30. We are Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Sedgwick, Cloud, and Montgomery counties, all finalists for a Tyson chicken processing plant in Kansas. That would mean millions of dollars, hundreds of new jobs. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News this is a county deal, and the city has not been involved to this point.
We're scheduling some discussions this week to sit down and talk about, you know, what this might look like. But my understanding is it's going in Sedgwick County somewhere. That would be the game plan. And so it wouldn't really be an opportunity that Wichita gets to participate in.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted Show here on KNSS. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is going to be windy and much cooler today. Our temperature in the mid-50s around noontime, 60 for the high this afternoon with a gusty northwest wind, up to 35, even 40 miles per hour by early this afternoon. Clear tonight, our low near 40, and then sunny Wednesday with a high 75. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 46 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 15 miles per hour. Last Friday, a Wichita police officer was arrested by the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office. The arrestee was booked into jail on charges of misdemeanor, official misconduct, and stalking. Monday, two more Wichita police officers were placed on paid administrative leave in connection to that investigation. Also Monday, Police Chief Gordon Ramsey issued a statement read by Officer Charlie Davidson.
The chief cannot be here with us today, but I would like to share a quote from the chief. "This is an unfortunate situation," Ramsey said. "The Wichita Police Department will continue to hold its officers to the highest standards and accountable when they fail to meet those standards. We will continue to improve transparency and public trust, in part by working with other agencies on such matters."
Chief Ramsey in the statement said more information about the case will be provided at the appropriate time. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Kansas has declined to comment on a court-appointed official's report that the federal office is no longer cooperating with an investigation into the taping of attorney-client meetings at a federal detention center.
Jim Cross, a spokesman for U.S. Attorney Tom Beal, says the office does not comment on pending litigation. Special Master David Cohen said in a report that he received a 24-page letter last month from the U.S. Attorney's Office stating it will no longer provide him with information and documents as part of the investigation of claims involving the Leavenworth Detention Center. The decision may heighten suspicion that the U.S. Attorney's Office is concealing information about the taping from criminal defense lawyers, many of whom have filed motions to dismiss cases on the grounds that the Sixth Amendment rights of clients were violated. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Congress, continuing to work on tax reform over the weekend, reported that Republicans were considering lowering the amount of pre-tax dollars someone can contribute to their 401k. Fox's Chad Pergram says no one is sure what is in the bill yet.
The Trump administration is in close contact with Capitol Hill about what's going to be in this piece of legislation. But no one will tell you definitively that there's anything that's in or out of this bill. There was sort of a funny moment when Kevin Brady, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, who's from Houston, noted that the only thing that won't be in the tax bill, and this is the only known so far, is a special carve-out for the Houston Astros should they win the World Series. So a lot of people are kind of scratching their heads how the president knows this and why the president is willing to commit to this when members of Congress of his own party are not.
Democrats have called the GOP tax plan a tax cut for the rich and a tax increase for the middle class.
An investigation is underway into why an ambulance failed to show up and tend to an Ohio woman.
A 62-year-old woman is dead after she was found barely breathing, slumped behind the wheel of her SUV in East Liverpool, Ohio on Saturday.
Had like a deer in headlights look. She was staring off and had very labored breathing.
Police officer David Talbot. Two ambulance companies didn't have anyone available. A third ambulance company said they'd take the call and later canceled.
The only reason we found out is our dispatcher called to check the time.
Officer Talbot and his partner transported the woman themselves. She died the next day at a Pittsburgh hospital. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now. 8:35 on a Tuesday morning, October 24th. Time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Dancing with the Stars elimination, a cancellation to announce, Daddy Billy Joel, and more on the sexual harassment front.
ABC's Diane Sawyer will have the first television interview with actress Ashley Judd since she went public with her allegations about movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. Judd told the New York Times Weinstein sexually harassed her 20 years ago. Her comments part of the Times piece that exposed Weinstein's decades of alleged predatory sexual behavior. Sawyer's interview with Judd will air Thursday across ABC News platforms.
What do you do, Ray?
I work for people like you.
And he'll be doing it for another year. Showtime's Ray Donovan's been renewed for a sixth season. The drama starring Liev Schreiber is a fixer for the rich and powerful moves from L.A. to New York City for the new season. The season 5 finale airs Sunday.
Context our fleet command.
Star Trek Discovery will be back for a second season on CBS's All Access streaming service. That announcement from the network Monday. I'm Christopher Watson.
The documentary duo behind the college sex assault documentary The Hunting Ground are taking on sex assault in Hollywood. Kirby Dick and Amy Ziering say the project was in the works before the Weinstein scandal broke, that as they were showing The Hunting Ground around town, so many people told them similar stories about Hollywood. But they say they're having trouble getting it made because of lawyers and people afraid to talk, but now with everything going on, they say, quote, it's like an invisible dam collapsed. The Hunting Ground, which was nominated for an Oscar, was produced by The Weinstein Company. Baby. A lot of celebrities have a love-hate relationship with social media, and that includes One Direction singer Liam Payne. At the UK Teen Awards, he revealed he's reading what you're writing about him.
Yeah, I love seeing all the different stuff. Like, you know, it's a crazy world today where you get instant gratification and criticism at the same time. It's a weird balance to have, but I mean, we deal with it quite well, but it's just funny to look at. You have to laugh.
He also said he's proud to see that all his fellow One Direction mates are doing well on the charts as they focus on solo stuff right now. Last week we learned Billy Joel would be a father again at 68, and just days later, the baby is here. He and his wife Alexis welcomed daughter Remy Ann Sunday night. It's their second child. Della Reese was born in 2015. Over on Dancing with the Stars, say goodbye to Nick Lachey.
You know, I came in not a very good dancer. I'm going to leave not a very good dancer, but when I'm proud. I'm proud of the effort we gave. That's all I can ask, honestly.
He had a lot to live up to. His brother Drew won season 2, and his wife Vanessa is currently doing rather well. As for the other scores, violinist Lindsay Sterling got her first perfect score of the season. Property brother Drew Scott goes into next week on the bottom. The zoo is closed. CBS has canceled the summer wild animal drama Zoo after 3 seasons. And in these days of dwindling album sales, it's not easy to sell a million copies, but Lady Gaga celebrating just that. Her most recent disc, Joanne, just went platinum a year after its release. I'm Jason Athenson.
NBC last night, the battle rounds continuing on The Voice. Teammates going head-to-head, advancing to the next stage of the competition. Janice and Katrina, representing team Miley Cyrus, fared off against each other on Woman by Etta James. Jennifer declaring Janice the winner, but coach Jennifer Hudson stole Katrina. Addressing the camera afterwards, Rose, happy to be part of Jennifer's team.
I learned so much from Miley, but I'm really looking forward to this next step. Jennifer understands a lot of my journey. And I'm so thankful that she believes in me.
Here we go, some of the battle rounds on The Voice on NBC last night. Let's check in with some of the late night funny. How about James Corden? CBS is The Late Late Show with James Corden.
Snoop Dogg has taken aim at the president once again in his new single called Make America Crip Again. completely true. A representative of Snoop explained that where the Make America Crip Again, Snoop's intention is to, quote, unite, not divide. Because what organization could be more unifying than the South Central LA street gang, the Crips?
Check in with NBC's Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Red Lobster announced today that it will start delivering its food in New York City through a partnership with Grubhub. Because if there's one thing that will make discount seafood even better, it's 20 minutes on the back of a bike.
And The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, this is pretty weird. I heard that people in Hawaii are stealing cans of Spam and reselling them.
So if you think you're having a rough day, imagine being the guy waiting on the corner for a spam dealer. It's like
NBC last night, Jimmy Fallon, some of the late night funny going on. And could Janet Jackson be joining Justin Timberlake at the Super Bowl halftime show? After that infamous wardrobe malfunction 13 years ago at the Super Bowl halftime show, rumor was that Janet Jackson was banned from the National Football League. Well, she certainly was blacklisted from radio stations for a while, but the NFL says now, quote, there's no ban. So, that means Jackson could return to the stage when Timberlake does the halftime show next year. If she wants to, many on Twitter have started the hashtag JusticeForJanet, saying that Jackson's career suffered after that, and she took all the heat. While JT, who actually was the one who disrobed her, his career flourished. Many are still bitter about the way she was treated. So far, though, no word on how she actually feels about the whole thing. We'll see if anything materializes. Entertainment news in the blur for this Tuesday. Brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Yes, they've been serving up tasty pizza to South Central Kansas since 1969. And every time we run into somebody from Derby, they always, that's my place.
My place.
Yep. If you haven't been yet, you need to go.
Well, you know, not only the food, but the tourist attraction of having the historic photo of Steve and Ted right up there on the wall behind the counter.
Picture Steve and Ted right there, on the
you
wall.
Can,
make sure you
can
check
phone
that out.
In and pick up an order that way if you want to. Take the whole family in there.
Yep.
Plenty of room and plenty of great pizza, hoagie sandwiches, salads.
Yep.
Oh, it's terrific.
And, of course, there are great sponsors every day for entertainment news, bringing you the great segment, The Blur, every day.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. That's
absolutely.
Why they serve up tasty food and they help us out with entertainment news. That's why they're awesome.
They are.
Head on down K-15 to 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's in Derby.
8:41 now. Keep it here for editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Positive prediction for an aircraft made in Wichita. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.